Democrat insider, anti-Trump postal workers in GOP neighborhoods throw mail-in ballots in the garbage. By John Binder on September 25, 2020. A Democrat operative says the United States Postal Service, USPS, workers who despise President Trump will sometimes help election fraudsters by throwing in the garbage mail-in ballots from Republican-heavy neighborhoods. Last month, as Breitbart News highlighted, a Democrat operative told the New York Post's John Levine a number of stories in which insiders like him lead teams of fraudsters to commit election fraud by paying homeless voters off, taking advantage of the elderly, posing as registered voters, and printing up fake ballots. One notable tactic, the Democrat operative said, is how insiders will use USPS workers to help sway election results, Levine reported. You have a postman who is a rabid anti-Trump guy and he's working in Bedminster or some Republican stronghold. He can take those, filled out, ballots, and knowing 95% are going to a Republican, he can just throw those in the garbage. Emphasis added. In some cases, mail carriers were members of his work crew and would sift ballots from the mail and hand them over to the operative. Emphasis added. The fraud tactic was potentially most recently used in the swing district of Luzerne County, Pennsylvania, where the Federal Bureau of Investigation, FBI, and Justice Department, DOJ, say mail-in ballots by members of the United States Armed Forces cast for Trump were discarded. At this point, we can confirm that a small number of military ballots were discarded, DOJ officials said in a statement. Investigators have recovered 9 ballots at this time. Some of those ballots can be attributed to specific voters and some cannot. Of the 9 ballots that were discarded and then recovered, 7 were cast for presidential candidate Donald Trump. 2 of the discarded ballots had been resealed inside their appropriate envelopes by Luzerne County elections staff prior to recovery by the FBI and the contents of those 2 ballots are unknown. Emphasis added. Nevada's June primary shows huge issues with mail-in voting. In Las Vegas, Nevada, more than 223,000 mail-in ballots were deemed undeliverable in the election. About 17% of the total number of mail-in ballots sent out to voters, unsolicited. Federal election data reveals that since 2012, about 28.4 million mail-in ballots have gone missing in each of the last 4 election cycles. Pew Research Center analysis finds there are potentially 24 million ineligible or inaccurate voter registrations on state voter rolls. Recent data has not shown a compelling public health justification for mail-in voting. In Wisconsin's April election, only 52 of more than 400,000 voters and poll workers were confirmed to have contracted the Chinese coronavirus. None of those cases were fatal. This equals an infection rate below 0.02%. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at @jxhnbinder.